If you and I make it to 65, it's going to be the eighth wonder of the world. For God's sakes.
People are going to start talking about us like they talk about Keith Richards. When is this guy going to, when are they going to die?
I mean, come on. These guys should have kicked the bucket long ago. Long ago. This is unbelievable. This is, this shocks and awes modern science. We don't get it.
Yeah. Well, if you would have heard my bones this morning getting up, you would be like, yeah, he was right. He ain't making it to 65.
Now it's getting colder, too. I noticed that all my joints and everything just take a little bit longer to warm up in the morning.
Yeah.
A lot of popping and hissing and moaning as I get up. Just,
what was I doing? I was inflating a tire the other day, and I was just down on one knee, kind of like unscrewing the valve stem, right? And get up from that one knee, dude. I'm like, dude, that knee hurt all day.
Yeah.
All day from leaning over on it just for what? A good 2 minutes?
Honestly, Hunter, I should probably just put you down at this point. You're like that old racehorse that did a good job, but let's be honest. We'll put you down.
Only if you stuff and mount me and put me in the studio.
Oh, you better believe it.
Staring right at you.
Just with a shocked look on your face.
No, I want one of those cheesy radio DJ poster looks, like, hey, you know, with your hands up.
Maybe weekend get it so birdie, I can, like,
so I'm, like, jumping up in the air, you know.
I'll put wires in you so I can bend you different ways. It'll be great. It'll be great.
No more guests would go to the studio for some reason.
I think they got a dead guy in there. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's just Hunter. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'll look into that. I'll see what taxidermy costs for a human. Until then.
Get a hold of Andy. Andy will hook you up.
Too. Andy's going to get you taken care of. That's right. The dead guy.
The dead guy, yeah.
We'll put a little plaque on there that said, made by Andy, the dead guy guy. That'd be great.
Yeah. And make sure you plump me up down there a little bit, too, all right? Just for show.
Maybe like a Ken doll. Andy, just lap it off. Just lap it off.
Bastard.
Oh, no. Anyway, we got to get going here. It's time for your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, hey, if you want to turn your partner on, do some chores. A new survey found that 58% of respondents say they've been turned on by watching their partner do chores. According to the survey, men are slightly more turned on by it than women, of course, because anything makes us horny. 61% of men said they seeing their significant other do chores was a turn on, compared to 56% of women. And what chore is the sexiest? 62% said it was someone cooking. That was the chore they like
cooking, huh?
The most, getting them turned on.
When women are weird. Yeah, you know, you're looking at a dude cooking, you're like, yeah, it's hot. I don't do much cooking. That's for sure.
Here's my take.
Cook, that's why.
I think this is trash. I think this is for new couples. This is for people still in the early stages of their relationship. Right. Because whenever I do chores, you know what the wife says? She doesn't go, oh, my God, that's so hot. Get over here.
No.
No, what she goes is, it's about time. It's about time you did something. And I'm like, what? Hot watching me wash dishes? She's like, no, finally. There's been a stack in there forever. Thank God you finally did them.
You know what my wife says? She's like, what'd you do wrong? What'd you do? Why are you doing chores?
Yeah.
You make it up for something? Or you feel guilty for something?
Yeah. No, what'd you do wrong? What'd you break? I know. I just felt like doing chores. No. What'd you do wrong?
Then she's going to be following me around all day, trying to figure out what the hell I did wrong.
Yeah.
You always get that, what'd you do?
Interesting. Okay. All right. We'll see. I see what you're up to. So, yeah, that's a trash study. That is not for people who've been in a relationship longer than 5 years. Garbage.
Maybe cooking. That involves grilling. I think I look sexy around the grill.
Yeah?
No. Actually, no. But
you look hot in your New Balances, clicking your tongs together. Yeah.
Click, click, click.
Real
click.
Sexy. Real
Steaks
sexy.
Steaks almost done.
I don't care. You're not getting any. Anyway, so do some chores if you want to get laid. Lastly, Hormel wants to give you some epic heartburn along with the uncontrollable diarrhea. They're selling a new limited edition canned chili made with the world's hottest peppers. It contains both ghost peppers and Carolina Reaper peppers, and they claim it's 3 million on the Scoville spice scale.
Scoville, which is pretty high, man. That'll set your mouth on fire. So we had some Carolina Reapers in the studio for a while, and one day John Jay comes in because it was cleaning day, so everybody got assigned an assignment to go clean in the building. So John Jay was just happened to have something in our studio to clean, and he looks at this bag, and it looked like a bag of weed, really. He's like, "What is this? A bag of weed in the studio?" We're like, "No, that's the Carolina Reapers. Try one." And John, of course, puts his finger in this thing and dips just a little bit.
Just a little.
Put it on his tongue. He says, "Oh, it's not bad. It's not bad." So we continue cleaning. Literally like a minute and a half into this. "Dude, I gotta go.
Yeah,
I gotta go." Dude, he left the studio. He left the grounds. He had to go home because his face was burning off. Came back the next day. He's like, "Dude, you have no idea. I almost went to the hospital."
Yeah, it's dangerous, man. And now they put it into chili, which when's the last time you ate chili and felt great after eating chili?
Just the chili alone makes you
exactly. And
gut.
now we're gonna put Carolina Reaper and ghost peppers in there. This is not gonna end well. I hope this can of chili comes with an extra pair of underwear because you're gonna need it. You're gonna need it.
Your face is gonna melt.
All right, so there you go. You got horny chores and spicy chili. All right, we're gonna be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.